Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Can I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Today's episode is brought to you by Romanticlip, tandem toenail clippers, because the couple that clips together stays together. And brought to you by Dickel Whiskey, the best rye whiskey, Dickel. Good evening, everybody, if you happen to be listening at night. This is the TagCast podcast, and it is episode 340. We're glad you could be here. My name is Terry Guile. I am one of your hosts. The other one is writing some stuff down on a legal pad. Are you in trouble?
I am.
He's getting his legal shit together.
It's illegal to write on anything other than a legal pad.
Do you have any illegal pads?
I do, but I hide those.
Because they're against the law.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, TagCast podcast. Oh yeah, what's your name? Everybody knows. We're Gatch. I'm Gatch and he's Gatch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're being very vague today.
Well, the first three letters of my name, if you look at them backwards,
are my initials.
And the name of the show.
Damn it. So either one of us, if either one of us mm-hmm. like got tragically killed, God forbid,
yeah.
or had a nervous breakdown and couldn't continue podcasting, we could take the name TagCast Podcast and change, be like, it's the first three letters of my name backwards.
Yep.
And I'd be like, it's my initials.
Yeah, it would work either way.
And it's Terry and Gatch.
Mm-hmm.
Up in your ear hole, pussies.
Yep, and you've been tagged.
That's yeah, I forgot about that. You just got tagged. You should bring back the very first season's intro for just like an episode.
All right.
This week, maybe on Wednesday's episode. Because that one was kind of funny, and I forgot about it. And then now you've been mixing it up to where when I listen, which admittedly, I don't listen to our show as much mm-hmm. as I used to because I was kind of stoked. I still am. Like, I just texted
you. It's hard
you.
To keep up.
It is. I got other friends that have podcasts. I know what I said because I said it.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I like to listen back, not out of narcissism, but out of curiosicism mm-hmm. to find out, did we put out a quality show?
And sometimes I like to fuck around with things audibly.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll listen. I'll send you a little clip, though, if I'm...
Sometimes I'll listen around. And say, That wasn't a top-notch quality show. There was some lulls there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because out of 160 episodes, you're going to have a lull,
yeah.
I think. But mm-hmm. I think this week's
we're
episodes...
We're batting pretty well, though, I think.
These episodes this week, I predict, from here on out, are going to be at least 9 to 10 in quality yeah. on a scale of 1 to 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
Top-notch is what yep. we're going to call it.
I like some episodes lately I've been putting links. I don't know if you've been checking any of those out on the site.
I haven't, but I will.
Some of those I put links like referring to you like some of the things that we've talked about because I don't
yeah.
want to just like slap a bunch of links in your Facebook messages or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? If it's a ton
I trust
of them.
Your judgment though on the links as, like that you put on our page like
oh, sure, yeah. But if I did that with everything I, you know, that I link to on the pages sometimes, it'd be like 30 things.
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be a bit much, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, I pick and choose what like, really goes. But sometimes, you know, I mean, I put it up there for the listeners as well, and, you know, maybe some porn links. Or
yeah, you got to have a good porn link.
Yeah. There's one I put a hidden thing on one time, and it was a link to... A nude picture.
Really?
Yeah. You'll have to go through all those little episode boxes that are the gray boxes and click on the bottom right-hand corner of that gray area.
Huh.
And on one of them...
It's like a mystery porn link.
Yeah, you'll get a... I think it's a suicide girl, maybe.
Ooh, so that's not really, really hardcore porn.
That's full frontal.
Full frontal.
But well, it's not like, you know, there ain't no...
She don't have her lips spread.
No, she ain't her legs going to... She ain't going to town.
She ain't going to Knuckleville.
Yeah.
But, oh, shit, that made me lose my... Oh, we were talking about porn. There was a news station in Greece.
Uh-huh.
And you know what Greek people do.
They wrap themselves in those grape leaves.
They also like to butt fuck, is from what I've heard. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
That's Greek style. Huh. And that's why they say, you know how they separate the men from the boys in Greece? With a crowbar. You never heard that one?
No.
Okay, so apparently there's
I would imagine that was because they hug and their chest hairs get all interlocked like Velcro.
That could be too, but I think it's usually one behind the other, because gainal sex is what I've been calling it. That's not just regular anal, but it's gay anal. Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, okay,
that would be real catchy, I think, for
gainal
those.
Sex.
Yeah.
I have a bit that I haven't fleshed out yet.
I'm not into glow jobs. I'm just into gainal.
Gainal. That's right. I don't like gay blow jobs, just gainal sex. And no gay... but anyway, yeah. All right. I got a thing that I'm trying to flesh out, but I hate using the word flesh when I'm talking about gainal sex. But
that's part good of right it. There, dude.
Are you recording
like
this?
That.
Are you recording this?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll have to listen back this episode. Yeah, every time I do listen to an episode, I find a little... tidbit of comedy gold that I infuse. So that's another reason why I listen, because mm-hmm. I smoke a lot of pot, so I can't remember the funny things that I say.
Man.
And I'll think something else that I said was funny, but it really isn't. But anyway, mm-hmm. I was wondering why, when people get all strung out on heroin, why they don't really mind as much to have gainal sex, because they're so wasted. They're mm-hmm. just like nodding out, and they're like, because you know, Eric Clapton, Mick Jagger, David Bowie.
Oh, all those rumors.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain, all the people who
were
like... Well, he was kind of bi-curious, and in the books that I read, he was a gay advocate as well. But
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Yeah.
I just had never heard that.
I don't know if he ever... I know that he kind of...
You know, I mean, all right.
I don't know anything firsthand, because I never met the guy, but from the books that I've read,
that would have been what you would have asked him.
Can we make out?
Is it true that you're into gainal?
Yeah. After you've done a lot of heroin, because you're just like, hey...
You're probably just chilling with anything after a bunch of heroin, right?
You're nodding off for a while, and then you're like, he's trying to get in your butt, and you're like, dude, fucking stop it. And then you're like...
Mm. Or maybe, like, just on a bunch of heroin, you're just like...
Then you're like, hurry up. Exactly. You got to fucking hurry up, dude, because I'm nodding out.
Go to sleep.
So
I understand your needs.
That was a great tangent, but I was talking about a Grecian TV station and porn. Was where that all went. Newscast was going on where, you know, you got the newscaster not centered, and then you got a little video going on, and he's talking about a story. Well, unbeknownst to him, they were running 20 minutes of some, not hardcore, but pretty much more than softcore. What's between soft and hard? Semi-chord. Discord. So they're running some porn for 20
Nor-core.
Seconds. And apparently their explanation was, you know, how could this happen? Why would you even have that tape queued up, you know, if you're running today on the federal blah, 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 and you're supposed to have I'm Wolf Blitzer or whatever. You got the porn. They said, well, they have a sister station that has ran out of the same facility that just happened to be playing that medium soft core porn. Because in Greece, I guess, you just run a news station and a porno at the same time.
Well, you know, it's usually a conglomerate that runs stations, you know, like the local radio station here has three stations that run out of one building, I think.
Yeah, most of them.
So, you know, it'd just be somebody with a switch. And then, you can never underestimate the power of one tiny person in a menial job making minimum wage.
Fuck no.
Just going, ha! Check this out. And
sure,
it's doing that. But I'm going to call it normcore porn. That's what I'm
normcore.
Gonna...
It's not like fisting or or gagging or just hardcore different positions.
Yeah.
It's just pretty much two people, but you can see a little penis and penetration.
Yeah.
Softcore is going to be they're completely naked and rubbing their groins together, but you're never going to see any pussy.
Yeah.
Or penis.
Yeah.
You'll see a butt cheek, maybe a
You'll
butt crack.
You'll see a lot of
butt.
A lot of
boobs.
Tit grabbing.
Yep, yep.
Are Germans into some wicked shit?
Oh, they are, dude.
Because I always hear like German Scheisser porn.
I don't know what that
like
is.
That's like shit, right? I think German is Scheisser. Scheisser is shit.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up. And, I thought it was Scheisser. Yeah. So it's Scheisser porn?
But I don't know if you're like German Scheisser porn.
There's like this kinkdom.com.
I don't know if they're just into more crazier stuff than typically Americans.
Or maybe they're just more out about it.
Maybe.
Out of boot. They're just out and about the town. But yeah, there's
they're out about their scattiness.
Okay, so you got whatever. You got YouPorn and you got RedTube. And you got all those websites.
Let me write these down.
Okay, they're good. They won't even crash your mobile device.
I already know it.
I know you do. So there's these sites that the one's called Kinkdom, which is someone who uploads videos to RedTube, and all of their videos are German people, and they're like hardcore. Like they're either pissing or shitting or giving just enemas, water.
A lot of orgies.
A lot of orgies and a lot of like simulated rape. Like five guys walk into a room and just like rip this girl. You know, she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
It's acted out, but they're pretending to rape her and degrade her. And you don't see a lot of that posted from Americans because they just do that behind closed doors.
You don't see
or
that
in an alley.
And you don't see that a lot on the main porn sites. You're right.
And I'm wondering. So.
But you always have, there's always a category of German. And I'm always just like. You know,
they got
like,
their
well,
own
if
shit.
I was, you know, sometimes you wonder, well, is it like Hitler porn? Not that Germany is all Hitler or anything, you're Nazi or whatever, but, you know, I mean, why is German a separate type of porn?
Dude, even if it was Hitler porn, that would still probably be popular. Because even though Adolf Hitler is frowned upon massively and would be murdered by any Jew that found him alive today... Check this shit out. I can't believe you brought up Hitler, because in Kemmerer, Wyoming, a U.S. retailer, JCPenney, quickly sold out of a tea kettle on its website after online commentators noticed its resemblance to Adolf Hitler. The tea kettle looks like Adolf Hitler.
What?
The tea kettle looked like Adolf Hitler, and somebody on Reddit said, hey, that looks like Adolf Hitler, and right after he said that, that fucking thing sold out.
You know what's funny, though, is imagine... there was a time when Hitler was young, and he sang that song, I'm a Little Teapot.
I know, and now he is a tea kettle, short and stout. And he said he during the weekend, what?
That was the type of mustache he had, too, short
a little
and stout.
A little tea kettle mustache, is what we're going to call it. It says that due to the negative space created by its Hitler hair-shaped handle, it looks like Hitler, and it went viral and was sold out the next day. Time.com reported Wednesday the kettle was only one of 31 different styles of tea kettle on the website to be sold out. So they've got 31 different styles, and that's the only ones that sold out.
Sure, because coincidence? People figured it was going to be banned.
It looked like Jesus. No, it looked like Hitler. It was the Mother Mary. I'm buying one. It was a piece of toast with Hitler's mustache on it.
Coincidence, he asked? No.
J.C. Penney, as headquartered in Plano, Texas, did not respond to messages about the product. However, the issue was addressed on the company's Twitter page, where the resemblance to Hitler was explained as totally unintentional. They said, and I quote, if we had designed it to look like something, we would have gone with a snowman or something fun. Like, Hitler's not fun. Come on, that's a fucking... That's an oven load of fun.
I mean, I'm skeptical in this way that if you want to get yourself some free publicity and you want to sell
an
item fast, you know, and you want to create a buzz, you do that. And JCPenney lately has been creating a social marketing buzz with their, just ship it? Or just ship your pants? That's
what
it was.
Oh, is that a TV commercial or an online...
Yeah, it's like... Ship your pants. and
it sounds
the thing
like
is, they'll just ship your pants to you.
But it sounds like shit your pants.
Yeah, and so I don't put it past them into going like, you know, creating a buzz. I don't know why you'd do that, but I don't know. There's other details that make me not think that that's up their alley.
Now,
but.
Do you think that that is a newer tactic or that they used to do that but we didn't notice? I've been noticing... Not just but ship your pants, but you heard that website called booking.com?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, you could get a room like this right booking now. And I wasn't paying attention, and I thought it sounded like he said right fucking now.
I think I think it always has been a part since like the Mad Men days when the people that were learning the psychology behind brands and marketing and the psychology behind people being subliminally messaged by words, right. You know, and then you have, you know, the more wordsmithing people these days in the marketing field. And just with the reach of social media these days, I think is far greater than, you know, like back in the 80s when it was all TV, but it was still there. I mean, you had like Toucan Sam and you had all the prizes in the cereal boxes.
Frankenberry.
You know, and Star Wars was a real big of one of those real early marketers of towards the kids at least.
Right.
You know, and now, you know, you still have people trying to put their subliminal messages. That's what advertising is always going to be.
Disney putting sex in the clouds and Lion King.
And the whole phallus symbols all over in.
Now, I don't know if it's real, but I imagine that it is. I've been seeing a still picture from Monsters Incorporated with a... Is that real?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, there's like, it's a dark bedroom of a little kid or whatever, and it shows this closet door, and they're looking in there, and there's a monster in there. But right next to the door, there's a crayon drawing tacked to the wall, and it's a guy fucking a chick. It's just crayon drawing.
It's like a scribble.
And it says mommy, and it says uncle, whatever the uncle's name is.
Hmm.
So it looks
you'd
like
have
a,
to, you'd have to dig it out and watch it and see because that. I mean that would be it would be funny to do, you know, and put it out there. But you know what I did one time, and you know you could question whether or not it really happened, was Carl Weathers' head on what did I do that? Oh, I can't even remember the pun it was.
I don't either. But
you put him on an antelope. No.
A rooster? Weather vane?
No, he was like on a gazelle or something.
Okay.
And it was Carl Weathers, but I don't remember the fucking...
The meme?
Yeah,
I don't remember the memeing of it.
It was up there with the Joaquin Phoenix where I put the Joaquin face on right. The stick.
The reason I kind of lit up when you said Carl Weathers is because I've almost finished Arrested Development. I got one episode to go. I didn't save it. I ran out of time on the way here today. I was like watching the Buster episode, hoping it'd get over so I'd still have time to get here on time. But yeah, it's funnier than shit. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's different though. And with each episode being Buster's Arrested Development or Lindsay's Arrested Development, and how they all intertwine. It seems like it was
taking place at the same time.
Dude, it seems like it would have taken a lot of thinking and writing, clever writing and filming and editing to make that work the way they're making it work. Because every time they're telling.
Probably editing.
Every time they're telling the next story.
Camera work.
You see something that happened like five episodes ago in the background. Like,
yeah. There's a lot of magic, I think, editing magic in that and stuff, you know. And I imagine a lot, too, because
magic.
They probably didn't have, you know, I mean, there's probably a lot of scheduling conflicts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, you know, I mean, if you imagine, like, all, you know, most of the scenes of one storyline that you see throughout the whole season of episodes, like a soap opera.
Yeah.
We're probably shot, like, all within a few days and then just kind of, you know, configured together.
That also made me wonder if, like, when they're, like, five episodes down the line and they're showing someone else's point of view of what's going on and they show what happens in the background that you remember from seeing it from another camera angle, if that's the actual same exact take.
You do.
Or if that's what they did.
And that increases rewatchability, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just kind of like a replayability of a video game.
I loved Seth Milstein's post. He said, I just finished Arrested Development Season 4. He goes, I want to take a forget-me-now pill and start over. Because of forget-me-now.
I finished it all by like 6 a.m. that next day. I was right there with taking the forget-me-but-now pills.
It took me seven days.
You know, it's interesting how if you believe that there is a movie, that how this storyline played up into a movie.
Right.
You know, and how... Because I don't even know what the story's really telling from this season, you know? I mean, it's just them getting all back to what have they been doing and how they're getting back
I think it's trying to explain the $700,000 that it mentioned in the first episode.
Yeah.
And saying that what, and sometimes some of the, did you ever notice that when they show a scene from the Fox that says show stealer pro version?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They didn't get rights for it and they had
no, like they're using a trial version of software. That's what I got out of it.
Exactly. Or you're using a website where you're viewing a, like, they didn't have rights to it, so they just, like, did a download something like that. Seems weird, like, because also when it says a Netflix original series, then it says semi-original because it was from Fox. So I don't know what rights Fox retains to it.
I think that's just, like, they just acknowledging, you know.
Think it's true that they can't say Google on there? Or they somethinged it?
Yeah. Something.
And they always...
I think that's just part... Maybe it's part of their humor, and if they didn't get the rights, they added it as made it part of the humor.
Well, yeah, to where they put a Google Maps car in there that's so blatant and it's still blurred out, but you know exactly what it is.
Isn't it so hilarious, though? Ron Howard is genius in it.
Oh, big time, big time.
Ron Howard is just... Yeah, genius.
I like the hat on haircut.
Yeah.
No, this is a hat on haircut.
Yeah, and
he's already onto my neck now. You better hurry. That was good stuff.
It's brilliant, man. Yeah. And I hope it leads up to a movie. But I went back and
More seasons. I'd be fine with a movie and more seasons.
I went back and I watched season 3.
I watched the first 3 episodes before 4 came out, but I didn't get to the end.
Yeah, and so I went back and watched that whole thing, and I don't know if I think.
You ever watched it?
No, I did. But I think 3, I just enjoy the storylines, humor. I was chuckling a little bit more, you know, not that I didn't appreciate. But maybe, you know, I mean, I sped through it. I was in marathon mode, and that's what I was doing, you know.
Well, even back when I first watched it, I was kind of I was so enthralled by it and thought this is so, and it had been 5 years since it even been out.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard about it till it was already canceled for like 4 or 5 years.
And you've seen every other good show that you know of, so when you see even a glimpsing of a good one, you roll with it.
Yeah, I was gobbling it up, and so, yeah, you miss some stuff here and there. So I've watched season 3 probably 3 or 4 times, and every time I see something a little bit different or I catch a different aspect. I like to watch it with the subtitles on, too, sometimes, because sometimes they'll say something real quick that you miss or don't understand, and I hate having to... What did he say? Like that one time in one of the episodes, they said when he forgot to say Lucille 2, and Ron Howard came in and said, to save you the time of rewinding and maybe going back to the, and maybe ending up back at the Lindsay episode, I'll tell you, he did not say Lucille 2.
I was right
2.
There, too.
Because I was ready to go back, and he's like, don't do it. Thanks, Ron.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, they really put a lot of time. It was obvious that they put a lot of time into the writing.
Oh, yeah.
And to give it something that lives up to the
hype that had been created by itself. I mean,
is there anything that's ever been more hyped? Because it's been 8 years of hype.
I don't think it, especially not on just Netflix.
There's been times when it was so hyped and you were so excited, then suddenly it's not going to happen ever, and you're down, and then it comes back up, and then it's like,
oh, they're going to make a movie.
Like 6 years, you know, we're all doing other stuff. And
we've lost hope because they've all aged already 6 years, and you think it ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I did find out by watching, not really meaning to, but I accidentally let the credits roll at the end of one of the episodes. And remember how we said that the Henry Winkler or their lawyer's son could have played Fonzie on Happy Days?
Was it his son?
It's his son. I can't remember, Vern or something, Winkler. I can't remember his name, but yeah.
Hey, Vern.
If it's not his son, he's a Winkler.
That's awesome.
He's a Winkler.
That is awesome. I hope to see him doing other stuff.
You know, Chachi didn't spend a lot of time on it. He wasn't on there as much. Bob blah blah blah.
Bob blah blah and his blah blog.
And there was a couple other tongue twisters in there.
Yeah,
too.
I liked him in season 3 when they had that whole thing where Lindsay and Tobias both were calling him.
Yeah,
and like
he's billing him for minutes and stuff. There was a couple times where Lindsay and Tobias were both going after that one black guy named Michael, but he thought he was a girl. When In Bluth came into the scene, I think that was
Nellie
Michael's real
Nancy.
Sister, yeah. Well, yeah, I think it was Nellie.
Yeah, it was Justine Bateman. I watched that episode. Yeah. She was a...
And they almost she did was, it. She was
I think you
girl.
Didn't... I think you left the word away off of that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, she's really blowing everyone away. Yeah.
Then I finally blew myself for the first time in 8 years.
You know, as I...
What'd you think of Maria Bamford in that?
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty funny.
Heroin addict.
Mm-hmm.
What else was I going to say? Something, but it was about that, but I can't remember. That was
I don't
up.
Know. It was, yeah. The so whole anybody, series yeah, but, was fantastic.
And as many would, people would think, oh, man, spoilers left and right. Not really, because we didn't really say anything. You don't know what's going on. We don't know what's I don't even know
you
what's
know,
going on.
You know, the general premise of
the show.
You know, the storyline. And
if you haven't watched all the other episodes, you might as well go back to season one and just start from there.
Well, that was season three we just rattled on about, though. So some good, funny stuff.
Yeah. I think Buster kind of came out a little bit on this season, a little bit more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it all stemmed from you talking about Carl Weathers for a second there.
Oh, yeah. it was an antelope. Carl antelope. That doesn't make any sense. Antelope weather.
Weathers. No. Weather.
Weatherlope. Nothing.
God. You sure it wasn't?
Did I put him in a Cadillac then? Maybe that was the big thing. Was there a Carl Cadillac? A Carl? Is there
could
a
have
car?
Been, he could have been a cat. He could have been in a cloud.
Monte Carlo.
Carl Weathers.
Huh.
With a rainstorm. Speaking of rainstorms and clouds, we've been joking around and talking about funny stuff. You heard about the other tornadoes the other day, didn't you? More tornadoes in Oklahoma. Uh-huh. No, you never heard about it? That's awesome because it fucking sucked me in and I got to watching those Fox News channels.
Were they showing it live?
Dude, there was a storm chaser driving down the road, filming himself driving down the road. There's fucking debris flying across the road. This car passes him because they're on a two-lane freeway. This car is going just from the wind. Then a tree stump hits his car. Another car flies across his windshield and breaks his wind. The storm chaser got thrown 250 feet in his car, ended up in a field. He's like, I'm okay. My hand's bleeding. I think I'm going to stop storm chasing.
You know, hey, can I stop you there, dude?
Three tornadoes touched down.
This was on what channel?
Every channel.
You were watching Blitzer. Twister.
No, dude. It was every channel.
You were watching Twister. Was Bill, what's his face in there, Pullman?
Nope, it was Wolf Blitzer. Now, we're going to show this on a loop until we just watch it for 4 hours straight because it just happens to be the only footage that we have. Now, if you look really closely here, you can see a tree root come across the road. Just blistering tornado winds, three tornadoes, and one hit down in Moore, Oklahoma, which is the same town that it hit just last week. They haven't had one there. It's about every 10 years. You never have two in a week, except for now. So, yeah.
Well, they need more.
200,000 people were out of power. It went all the way. I was kind of concerned about one of our constant listeners, Carrie Davis. She lives in Missouri. Not sure where, but it whipped right up through there.
Kentucky or Kansas?
Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh,
it's right
okay,
across the border there.
Yeah.
So, and then it even went as far up into St. Louis. Some tornadoes were touching down up there. But yeah, dude, some of the footage, it was Twister shit, but it was real.
They need to plant more trees over there.
Yeah. And so somebody did the dumbass thing. Now, when you evacuate a town for a tornado, it's usually like 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Tornadoes are coming. Somebody on some radio station or some media told everybody, get in your cars and get away from the city because there's a tornado coming. What he failed to tell them is it was 20 minutes away. So everybody got in their cars and all the, I don't even know what the numbers are, but all the interstates were from the sky just looked like rope lights. There was cars backed up. The freeways were stopped and there was tornadoes blowing through and they're like, you need to get out of your vehicles and get to safety. There's no fucking safety. It's fucking flat fields everywhere.
No, that's bad. Bad.
So someone's
city
in trouble.
Management.
Yeah, I don't. They don't know who did it or why they said that, but it caused everybody to fucking fly into a panic. And also have a close friend of my wife.
You have people doing that every day though, like Rush Limbaugh, and you know,
old
flying people into a panic.
Frequent guest of the show, Al Minta, formerly lived in Joplin. We have a friend out there that lives in Joplin right now. It went right by there. Dana, my wife's cousins, the Stackhouses, they live in...
They probably know each other. Their Joplin isn't that big, is
well,
it?
Well, no, they're in Oklahoma, which is not that far, but all these tornadoes just ripped through that whole area.
Yeah.
But luckily didn't her cousin Sam Stackhouse is actually in a prison work camp in Oklahoma City, which was where most of it was centered. But they got lucky
That's
enough.
A pretty
so
cool name.
Oklahoma City? Stackhouse.
No, Sam Stackhouse.
Sam Stackhouse. Yep. Samuel Stackhouse.
Yeah, that's a character for, you know. You could use that as one of your onstage characters, right?
Yeah.
Or one of your,
he's a career criminal, too.
Yeah.
He just lives in and out of prison every once in a while. He's out, and most of the time he's in. But, he's in Oklahoma City State Penitentiary, and luckily it was close to them, I guess, as well.
What are the prisons like over there? You think a lot of people wearing cowboy hats in there?
Well, goddamn it, I don't know. They probably say fucking shit a lot. Maybe unless you're raised Jewish in Oklahoma City, like Marsha Belsky.
Yeah. You think a lot of prisons over there are mostly white?
Nah, probably not mostly, but not by a huge landslide of a margin, you know? Because there's a lot of black folk down there in the South.
Yeah, but not in the Midwest.
So here was my idea, and I just remembered that I thought of this when we were watching all this coverage. Everybody should be moved out of Oklahoma because they have like 100 tornadoes there every year.
Well, same with Florida and the hurricanes.
Take everybody out of Oklahoma and just build a bunch of prisons there. Take all the criminals from the whole United States and you ship them to the Oklahoma prison system. And then that way, you know, if they get,
I got a similar idea. How about you just have all the football games played there because they love their football there.
St. Louis?
Yeah.
Or Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
The Sooners, huh?
College football is huge there. I don't think they don't even have another team, but that's pretty much, I think, all they got going on over there. I don't know.
They've got one of the weirdest shape states.
You need more trees, though, don't you, to stop hills.
Trees will help, but they'll just get uprooted and blown into your house as well if it's just flatlands.
They'll stop a lot of the base winds from sweeping in.
Maybe we could go like to the Rockies area of the United States and dig out, because you don't need the hills to be that high.
Yeah,
dig out some of those mountains and move them. Make some man-made mountains.
What if you just dug Oklahoma down 2 feet?
And then the parts that you didn't dig down would be the mountains?
Yeah, and then you just form it around there.
Make a valley?
And so the twisters would just like skip over you like a little
We'll just
park.
Send them on over to Missouri.
Yeah. You know, tornadoes have feelings too. They're just skate parking.
That'd be cool. You could make the whole state into, like, instead of a skate park, it'd be a state park.
Yeah.
But it'd be designed like a skate park, but just like a really huge skate park with some ramps.
You know what I'm not thinking of, though?
The cost.
When the rain would come.
It's going to come, too.
Yep. Because then it would be Lake Oklahoma.
Because they already have that right now. There was torrential downpours after the, it was like a, they don't call them F4s now. They added an E to it, which is stupid. EF4. It was nearly an EF5. I'm Wolf Blitzer. Wolf Blitzer talks so funny, and his beard is so short that it doesn't even look like he has a beard, but it's way past 5 o'clock stubble.
Is that his real name, Wolf?
Well, that's what they call him on the show when they had a caller in.
Because there's other Wolfman Jack. He was a guy.
Yeah, but he had a real name. And Wolfman, I think, is different than Wolf. Because there's a guy named Wolf that used to play guitar for Accept, Wolf Hoffman.
Yeah, all right.
So I think a German, but he doesn't talk. Dad, you name your kid after a wolf.
You know what was going on when those guys were conceived,
his parents
right?
were shitting on each other is what they were doing. They were pretending to rape each other.
Man.
We'll name our son Wolf, and we'll make him talk like this.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Wolf Blitzer. Welcome to Anderson 360, my gay partner.
Yep.
Wait, are they
And
gay
they
partners?
They probably always told him, they said, you know, ever since we had you, we can't go out and shit on our friends anymore in sexual ways. We're always in here watching you.
It's a bunch of bullshit. So I don't know if this made it to the intro, but have you ever heard of Dickel whiskey? It's a real thing. I got a crazy, my brother has a crazy neighbor. His name's Painter, which is a fucking weird name. And he said, you probably never heard of this whiskey, but they only sell it in Albany. And if you don't know about it, you can't get it. And I always get some when I go. It's called Dickel whiskey. and it's made at the same factory as Evan Williams and Jack Daniels, but nobody knows about it. It's Green Label rye whiskey, and they spell whiskey without an E.
And they only sell it here?
This dude's a nut job, dude.
All right. Well, okay.
But that's what he said. Yeah. Uh-huh. They're in Brownsville.
Maybe
the conversation.
He just can't get it. He's never seen it anywhere else.
He said you can't get it anywhere but Albany. And I get it every time I go there. It's called Dickel. Mm-hmm. And my parents were telling me they're 70-ish. So that it's Dickel? Are you sure? They go, it might be Trickle. Trickle whiskey? You heard of I was like, no, I've never heard of Trickle. Dick Trickle whiskey, maybe? And they're like, no, not Dick Trickle. I go, Google it. So she Googled it, and it was Dickel, D-I-C-K-E-L, Dickel whiskey, no E in the whiskey, which is a misspelling, W-H-I-S-K-Y. And then down below, it would say rye whiskey with a E. So apparently it's kick-ass shit. I'm not a big whiskey drinker, just never heard of it. But we started I wish I could remember them, should have wrote them down. Maybe we'll get Wednesday's guest.
It's kind of a rarer whiskey. They don't sell it everywhere. It's made it's a higher end Evan Williams label.
I guess it's like Evan Williams and Jack Daniels is like illegitimate cousin that's made at the same factory, but nobody knows about it.
I don't know if those are rye whiskeys, though. I think one's a bourbon mash.
Oh, yeah, and one's a Tennessee whiskey. Rye.
So, yeah, this would be their rye whiskey. All right, and rye whiskey is typically, isn't that more of like that's a rye moonshine?
I don't know much about it. But we just thought, and then we started making a bunch of catchphrases about it'll knock your dick in the dirt or Dickel. Dickel whiskey. It'll make your dick trickle. We thought of way funnier ones the other night, and I can't think of them, so whatever.
Dickel.
Dickel whiskey. When you want to get your dick tickled, Dickel whiskey.
Yeah. I use a feather.
Tickle your dick with a fessel? Feather? With a pheasant? A pheasant feather?
With a pheasant. Pheasant feather. There's some tongue twister material there.
You ever tickle your dick with a pheasant feather?
Foreseen pheasant feathers. Finally.
About tickle your dick with a pheasant feather while you're fucked up on tickle whiskey?
Dickel whiskey. All right. Well, I'd try a shot, but I'm not a whiskey fan either.
No. On Wednesday, we'll probably end up getting drunk on the show, though.
Yeah.
Because I think we have a guest who's a slight alcoholic.
Dude, I got 3 shot glasses in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah.
That's great, because it's just time to go to celebrity birthdays. You're never going to believe it.
It's a great theme for a celebrity birthday.
Today's birthday, fucking Boots Randolph.
What?
Yakety Sax.
Dude,
yes.
Put on your boots.
Boots Randolph.
He became a more relaxed musician. He didn't play this high tempo stuff, and he named himself Slippers Randolph.
Oh, Slippers. And then his dear brother, Boots Rudolph. Mm-hmm. So happy birthday. I hope he's still alive. You might do a quick fact check on that one to see if Boots is still with us. And you know, I ain't talking about the Boots from that metal band from Eugene. I'm talking about Boots Randolph. Let's see if he is alive. Not too sure if he's still alive, but if he is, today he would be 86 years old. So Boots, if you're in heaven or if you're on earth, happy 86th birthday, buddy.
Yeah.
Also today, former Gong Show host and CIA agent Chuck Barris. Chuck Barris' birthday today, if he's still alive, 84 years old. Tom Arnold. Arsehole. He's an arsehole. Now, Tom Arnold is way younger than I thought.
Arnold?
No, he's cool. Actually, I don't even care that I admit that I kind of like Tom Arnold. He was kind of cool. And he was in a couple cool movies that I liked, and I just thought he was older than he is. How old do you think Tom Arnold is today?
52.
Fuck, man. You're really close. He's 54. I thought he was older than that. Anyway, also a quick shout out to Slayer. Kerry King's birthday today as well. Kerry King is 49 today. Catching up with his dead cohort, Jeff Hanneman. And did you hear the news? It's all over town. If you ain't heard it, boy, you better sit down. I got the story here. It's hot off the press. And that's a line from a Bob Seger song. But no, really, Dave Lombardo officially out of Slayer.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's officially drumming with Bob Seger now.
Fuck, he oughta. And the fucking Slayer fans are pissed right now.
Yeah.
Fucking Dave Lombardo. But they did get Paul Fall Bostoff back. He's the fake Paul.
But well, then
he was with them for 10 years, but you know what?
You know what I'm going to say?
Fuck Slayer.
No, I'm going to say change the name.
To what? Player?
No, just change it to something else. Just like, you know, you got two of the main guys out. Do the respectable thing.
But you know they're
going to
keep
Tom.
Playing the same songs.
Sure you can. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
And the drummer that they have now was on 5 albums.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to stick up for anybody, Lombardo.
I'm not saying, you know, it's not out of the question, but sometimes, you know, you want to... it would have been a better move if Metallica would have done that, and they didn't change anybody.
They totally should have changed their name.
You know, they had one guy. They had one guy die. They should have changed it.
Yeah, just like with Black Sabbath, Bill Ward. Should they change their name?
Yes.
They got Geezer.
White.
They
Sabbath.
Got Ozzy.
How come
and they got Tony.
Nobody's ever been a White Sabbath.
That's three fourths. You know,
well, you
did
know,
you guys abandon Slayer when
bad.
Lombardo was gone for 10 years? Or was Slayer still fucking Slayer? It was still Slayer, wasn't it?
I'm the wrong person to ask.
Hans, Slayer. Was it still Slayer or was it not still Slayer?
I got a quote from Hans. Hack!
Did he call you a hack or was it just hack?
No, hack. Where are you, Hans?
Hans was supposed to be on the show tomorrow, wait, Wednesday, but he's...
I told him just in case there was a wild hair.
Oh, he's got wild hairs, dude. There's no question about that. And you know he's a player. Today, Hans is listening to you. I got to bring this up real quick because I'm fucking not very organized right now. I got a text from Hans today. He's listening to Autopsy, Mental Funeral. That means your brain is dead, basically, doesn't it? Mental Funeral.
It does.
That's the only thing I can think of. I love Autopsy. They're a great band, and they recently reformed in 2012 and mm-hmm. put out an awesome album. And did you hear any good stories about that fucking crazy metal show up in Portland, Benediction and...
I did not.
Hellshock. I heard it was a life-changing event, and some people followed them to Seattle to watch it again because it was so badass. Bolt Thrower, Benediction, and Hellshock.
They threw bolts all the way to Seattle.
With Night Nurse, too. I don't know who Night Nurse is.
I did maybe post you a link in this last week. We were talking about links earlier to a Psalms song.
Psalms?
Remember Satan Oscillate, My Metallic Sonnets?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You did send me a link on my Gmail account.
Yeah. And it was to a version of Into the Void by Soundgarden.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
And,
yeah.
It
is. That's not that great.
But it does not have the Into the Void lyrics.
Why? Oh, they don't sing it? They sing something
no,
else?
He sings.
Dude, you can't do that.
Well, get this, though. He sings an old speech from Chief Seattle.
Chief Seattle?
The chief of the Indian tribe that Seattle was named after and a very... But it all flows, like, to the words. It's, to the song. It's interesting to just, because...
Do you like it better than Caius' version?
No.
Okay, good, because I was going to have to hit you.
No. There's a ton of great Into the Void covers, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not it's a song that can be done well.
It can be
but
done.
It's interesting to hear the alternate lyrics that they use, and then as you listen to the song and you hear the lyrics, you know, obviously if you're on the computer, you do a little reading about them, you do a little research on what was going on at the time, and, you know, you learn a little bit about Seattle and where
and
it was and how
Chief
Soundgarden...
Seattle.
How Soundgarden...
Chief Seattle?
Knew that, and they kind of, you know, and they were all about Seattle and the scene.
Was Kim an Indian?
Kim Thayil?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He looks...
like you.
Like he does...
drugs.
He almost looks more, I would say, Alaskan kind of Indian.
Oh, like Eskimoian?
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he does drugs.
Or, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say.
Hey, before I fucking forget, I was listening to something that I want. It's Monday, so my new thing is to try to stump Hans.
Oh!
Not with my stump, but like stump the band.
You do that on Wednesday, right?
I never do that to Hans anymore because he says it hurts too bad, but I'm going to try to stump Hans today. I'm listening to an album called Judas Goats and Diesel Eaters by a band called Ed Gein, or Gein, however you want to say it. That's based on a true story. That guy, he's a real man, and somebody who took his name and made it into a band that has nothing to do with him, but they sing about diesel eaters and Judas goats.
Wow.
What the fuck's a Judas goat? Judas goat.
It's a goat that turns on you, right?
It's a scapegoat that Judas'd him. Heavy.
Sound. Yeah, that is heavy, dude. That is.
And what's a diesel eater?
I read for the part of...
Judas?
Not Judas one time, but I read a play about Judas.
Nazareth has a kick-ass song called Please Don't Judas Me.
I read for the part of the lawyer.
Pilate?
No.
Oh.
But I did call him Pilates when I was at the table reading. They said they'd never put it together. I was like, bullshit. You don't look at that and read Pilates.
I didn't even think that until Pearl Jam came out with that song about Pilate. And it was spelled Pilates. And I was like, oh, Eddie Vedder's working out. Oh, no, he's singing about...
Dude, I saw a video the other day, speaking of that, of Eddie Vedder the other day when he found his voice on stage.
When did he lose it?
The moment he found it back in, like,
before
91.
Oh.
It was him.
He was super nervous because his girlfriend was in the audience. It's like, oh,
no,
well, I'm
no, no. He was known as the shy guy, and I don't like Eddie Vedder, his vocal stylings.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it.
He's gotten better.
But
not so shaky.
They showed him, and he was kind of nervous. And then he was just standing up there. He didn't have any presence. You know, there was nothing wrapped around him.
King Diamond.
And all of a sudden, this guy, he noticed somebody getting the shit beat out of him by one of the security guards downstairs. And he started getting pissed on the mic and started saying, that's fucked up, that's fucked up. And then he was like gripping the mic harder, and he was just down there, and he's like singing all mean, like right into the security guard's ear. But it was funny, just like seeing, you don't often capture that moment when somebody finds such a big.
I still haven't found mine. It sucks, dude.
Yeah.
I have a voice, but it's not the one I'm looking for. I'm you too.
Wow. Yep. Still haven't found it. Well, they should stop playing that song, because if they haven't found it after 30 years, they should give up.
They haven't found World Domination. Did you guys ever watch that movie? We've talked about it before with Jack White and the guy from Led Zeppelin and The Edge from U2.
No, but can I say something about Jack White right now?
Sure.
He used the same subliminal colors as Hitler did.
Red and white
and black.
Yep, we said that together. Mm-hmm. The last color is a
I wanted to say that earlier when we were talking about Hitler, but now that I'm saying it.
In case you guys are just tuning in, we talked earlier. How could you be just
tuning
in?
Seven Nation Army.
In case you fast-forwarded through the first part of the episode.
Third Man.
JCPenney's just sold out in a
Third Reich.
Hitler teacup.
Third Man, Third Reich.
Teakettle.
You know what I'm saying with the white stripes?
Totally.
Seven Nation Army.
And that was pretty much a preconceived... That was a preconceived thing that he talks about the color schemes of what they wore and the album covers and their peppermint twist drum fucking covers.
Stripes.
God.
Of whiteness.
But you need to watch that movie, dude. I got conned into watching
it. Sorry, say it again real quick.
I don't even know what it's called. Oh, it's called...
The one with the...
It Might Get Loud.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen parts
Jack
of that.
Jack White, Jimmy Page, and The Edge. Why is he in there?
And where he sits down and talks, like between the songs.
That's
and stuff
the most
like
coolest
that.
Thing. The other part that sucks is like Jimmy Page will crank out this kick-ass fucking lead, Led Zeppelin. Then Jack White will get all noisy feedback slide, and then The Edge will go. Jimmy Page is like he's a what's the word? An architect. He's like a sonic architect with that pedal board. What? Really? Sonic architect with that pedal board. I used to play a lot of skiffle. He played skiffle a lot as a kid. It shows some Jimmy Page playing at 12 years old. And the guy asked him, you just play skiffle? He's like, no, I don't play skiffle. I play everything. He was a session musician.
Those guys are kind of like the Who for me.
Hoofer?
The Who for me. You know what I'm saying?
Who's Who for me?
Well, you have so many great parts of the band. You know how,
but the whole isn't that good.
No, but what I say about the Who, right, is it's debatable whether or not Pete Townsend's in the top three in the band, right?
I thought you were going to say it's debatable whether Pete Townsend's in the Who.
Could you? I mean, because you got who's their bass player? Thunder Cleaves.
Where do you get this Thunderbolt? His name is John Entwistle.
Okay. Yeah.
I've never heard a Thunder reference until you.
Thunderfingers or something like that.
Is that what they call him?
I don't know.
Thunderfingers?
Thunder Thumbs?
John Entwistle.
I don't know.
Why do you keep going like this?
I can't Google it.
The people on the other end
That's
of the
fine.
Speakers
I'm holding
can't...
invisible trays.
Yep.
Invisible pizzas I'm delivering.
Going, I got delivering two pizzas. One is from Pizza Now. The other one's from Pizza Now, too. But one is the Meat Trio. We got pizzas waiting for us.
Okay, so
we saved him for Wednesday's guest. Hey, do you got a?
But no, but I'm saying like the bassist.
You hand me that bong over there.
And the bassist.
I was going to be blunt about it.
The bassist, you know, was fantastic in that group.
I heard he had thunder fingers.
Not the fastest. You had a great drummer.
I watched a show called
a great vocalist. Sorry, I mean, how high in the list of band members in there, are you going to put Jimmy Page?
Jimmy Page wasn't in the Who.
I'm not talking about the Who. I'm talking about how we talk about
who you
Townsend
about?
In the Who. I'm saying Page and Zeppelin.
Dude, Page and Zeppelin was probably, might have been third too. John Bonham was awesome. John Paul Jones, excellent songwriter and all-around musician. Page was eater. Wrote some kick-ass songs, stole a lot of kick-ass blues tunes from some black people who got robbed.
Yep. Could belt out a vocal.
Not Jimmy Page.
No. Oh, no, okay. Oh, sorry. I was talking about...
See, now, Jimmy Page might be fourth in that band, as well as Pete Townsend fourth mm-hmm. in his band.
But I would put Jimmy Page...
No?
I would put Jimmy Page miles above Townsend.
Oh, I could see for miles above him.
Mm-hmm.
Miles above, because he's a shitty drummer. I mean, mm-hmm. guitar player. Pete Townsend is probably a better drummer than he is a guitar player.
That might be. He's a better rough boy.
He plays the windmill, and he plays a Telecaster, which sucks.
He had stage presence. I'll give it that.
I got him one every year
mm-hmm.
for Christmas. I got him stage presence.
But speaking of the Who, all right.
Smasher, yeah.
On Pawn Stars, the new episode came out this week.
You want to pawn it or sell it?
They bought him the dad a birthday present, where he got to go to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp and sang with Roger Daltrey.
Whoa, he's old now though. He's an actor too.
He sang a Who song with Roger Daltrey on like a little makeshift stage in the afternoon with no one watching except for the cameras on there, you know, and the employees at Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. It didn't really sell the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp thing for me.
I don't think I'd ever pay for that.
Because it was just like...
I'd like
it showed him in there with Daltrey, and they're kind of like, relax your voice, you know. And Kip Winger was there, because he went to Kip Winger to get vocal training.
Who did?
You know, the guy from Pawn Stars. He went, and so Kip Winger was
Why
on there,
Why did
too,
he go to Kip Winger?
To learn how to, like, relax his throat and to kind of prepare for the role.
Pirouette.
And then and then Kip Winger and Roger Daltrey were helping him.
Now,
and then they belted out one song with some guys that were playing guitar and stuff with him, and
I guess
that was a huge deal for him.
So you're talking about the bald guy from porn?
Yeah. Pawn Stars, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Check it out. It's, you know, it's a half 20 minutes of your life to see Kip Winger and Roger Daltrey hanging out with the guys from Pawn Stars.
Now that's a super group right there.
And then at the end, the old man goes, you better be staying late to make up those hours you missed.
If you don't do something, you're going to be cleaning up the shop, too. Somebody get out of here. Why do old people talk like that so much? Like
because they can't control the right to. They think it's funny, dude.
They keep air in their fucking cheeks, is what
it's
they
because
do.
That's how old grandpas talk to them when they were younger and they couldn't wait to do it either.
I'm going
to
talk like this when I get
old. I know,
old.
Can't you wait?
Yeah.
You're like, I can't wait to...
Listen,
I can't wait to be like Betty White's rockers.
You can't wait to fuck B. Arthur.
Dude, I'm going to do that picture. I'm going to titty fuck that picture.
It's probably going to cost you like $1.9 million just to get a... You might damage the oil paint.
Mm-hmm.
No money shots on the chest.
Did you hear there are some deaths this week?
I'm a little bit sad, even though you might not be.
Yeah?
Jean Stapleton.
Yeah.
Man down.
Man?
She didn't have a man in her name, though. Well, her Jean is kind of a manly name.
Well, she her bunker is.
Oh, Archie! Why are you doing this to me, Archie?
Yeah?
Eat it, you stupid bitch! Oh, wait, he never said that, did he? I can't do an Archie Bunker, but I can do Edith a little bit.
Also, can you do Mama, Mama from Mama's Family?
Well, no, I can't.
What
That's
about
Carol Burnett?
What about what's the
who else died?
What's the one guy's name on there? Oh, never mind.
Meatball.
Andrew Greeley. He was a Catholic priest who outspoke against sex abuse.
I thought you were going to say the total opposite.
And Jack Vance.
I thought you were going to say he's a Catholic priest who...
You remember Jack Vance, the sci-fi writer?
The name.
You probably read some of his books, because he was Ellery Queen. Remember Ellery Queen?
I remember the name.
All right. He wrote more than 60 books.
Name
sometimes cross genres.
Genres? Did he write Nancy Drew?
He also wrote a memoir called This Is Me, Jack Vance.
I wonder if that's close to a meme memoir.
One of the first rockers... Man down, bass player from Bill Haley and the Comets, and the Jaw to Mars, Marshall Lytle.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. That's like a Happy Days song.
Mm-hmm.
It all ties in with Arrested Development.
Yep.
Well, the only one I'm really concerned about, or even made me go, for a second, was Gene Stapleton.
What about Leonard Marsh?
I don't know.
Who co-founded Snapple.
I hate Snapple.
Do you really? It's the number three beverage on Earth.
Maybe that's why.
Quickly. You know, in a beverage market, is hard to enter in. Remember when Jolt tried to do it? They never did, but there was Coke, right?
What's number one?
That doesn't really count. But 7-Up.
Tomato.
You know, you're over above 7-Up.
Tomato juice is number two, isn't it? The number two beverage in America.
No, there's Coke and Pepsi.
No, it's tomato juice.
It's number two. I think it's Clamato juice.
Nope. Tomato juice. Google it. Oh yeah! Before I forget, we're gonna be done with this episode real soon. But don't despair, there, Mr. Adrian Bacon. We're gonna get to your topics on Wednesday, and that includes revisiting some of our old games, like what's in Gatch's drunk drawer, which is hard to say when I'm a drunk whore.
That's cool.
And he wants us to do autofill, and he gave us some topics to start.
All right. Well, I got one more death. Trevor Boulder.
Well, he's more bold than I am. I don't know who he is.
You've heard his stuff, though, before. He played bass from the Spiders from Mars.
Oh, I did hear about that.
And he was a producer for and known for playing in Uriah Heep.
Once engaged in anal sex with David Bowie when they were on heroin.
But he wasn't into glow jobs.
No, no. And no gland jobs either.
No.
Do you know anybody who's ever paid a woman for a hand job? That's fucking dumb. If anyone does, we have hands, okay, guys? I don't know if you know this or not. We don't have vaginas, and our penises usually don't reach our mouths. So you could pay for a blowjob or a vagina job, but don't ever pay for a hand job because we know how to do it best. Unless, I guess, if you were epileptic. Oh, I can't beat off without falling on the ground. If you were quadriplegic. I guess, okay, I take that back. Quads, no use of your hands. Oh, you wouldn't be able to feel your penis anyway. Do you ever get...
Well, that would be a quint, right? If you
no arms, no legs.
Two, no arms, no legs, no penis.
Well, if you can't feel it, it's just like...
Yeah, but if you had it
a quintiplegic. Quintiplegic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a thing now.
Yep.
Just now.
Mm-hmm.
Quintiplegic. So I can't
Sorry
move my legs,
for those guys.
Can't feel my arms, and I can't feel my penis.
Yeah.
Just like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's trying to masturbate, and he's just like losing his boner.
He did.
All right, well, we better get out of here because we got shit to do. We got pizza to eat, and we got tractors to take to the doctor, the tractor mm-hmm. doctor. Be sure and visit the tractor doctor. He is Stan Cusick, great supporter of the show, Complete Ag Resolutions. Check him out on Facebook. And check out Pizza Now.
We hit season 5.
We did. We're coming up on season 5. We're not there yet, are we?
No.
All right. These are the last episodes of the season, so there's going to be a huge cliffhanger on Friday. So Sylvester Stallone will be in the studio with us. And go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. Click on the donate button and give us like as much money as you can afford.
And don't be going and looking into some German Scheister porn.
Scheister.
Scheister? Is it Scheister?
Scheister.
Oh, okay.
Not Scheister. I don't know what Kaiser Soze. I don't know what Scheister is.
Scheister Soze.
That's like German scissor porn. You didn't heard of German scissor porn?
That's where you
scissor me, yeah, scissor. You're like, oh, scissor me. I can't do German very well.
It's sanal. It's scissor anal.
It's insanal.
It's scissor anal.
Ganal. This has been an interesting episode. Happy Monday. I don't think we said that to you guys. It's sunny all week. Sunny all week. So get out there and
go at that, Sonny.
Get out there, Sonny, and absorb some of that sun. I'm sweating right now. You got any more of that Coke?
Nope, I just did the two lines I had.
Yeah,
I got some chilled shot glasses in the freezer, though.
Cool. All right, well, we will be back on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And you guys will be here listening to us, and we're signing off. After we sign off, I will be closing the curtain. So you guys have a nice day. You say rock on.
Rock on.
I say metal. And now I'm closing the curtain. Hey, Taggots. That's you. What's up? I'm going to tell you what to do, and you're going to do it. Got a bunch of shows coming up in the form of comedy, hard rock, and metal. June 4th, Intronaut, Scale the Summit, and Earth to Ashes at the Hawthorne Theater. Win tickets, a pair of them, on sickdaddyradio.com by listening. Time's running out for that. May have already ran out if you're listening on Friday. June 8th, that's a Saturday, Albumpalooza 2 at the Riverside Community Center in Albany. With Strange Dichotomy, The Milestoners, Kevin Smith, Apophis Theory, Bikini, American Roulette, and Catechus has now been replaced with Bury the Goat. Also, Ed to Shred and Bikini will be there. Also, June 8th, if you're not in that area and you're in Portland, you should go see World of Lies with Eugene's own Necryptic from the Valley of Sickness. Damage Overdose and Hyborian Rage will be playing too. That's at Katie O'Brien's in Portland. Can't remember where that is, but it's in Portland on one of those streets up there. June 13th, Tracy Morgan from Saturday Night Live and 30 Rock is coming to the Newmark Theater in Portland. The next night, I will be doing a feature set at the Pantsless Comedy Show at Cornucopia in Eugene. Chris Castles is headlining. I don't know who's opening yet, but it'll be his going away show as he is moving to Austin, Texas. So goodbye, Chris Castles. Pauly Shore at the Wow Hall, June 20th. That's going to be weird, I think. June 23rd, Down and Dirty, a dark comedy showcase hosted by Patrick Thomas Perkins at the Ash Street Saloon. Me and Dustin will be there.
PTP.
I'm going to do a set. I'm going to make Dustin come up and do improv with me. I'm going to make him. Wait, 2 days before that, you can go see Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company at the Sleep Country Amphitheater. That's June 23rd. Wait, 21st. Oh, man, it's been a long day. The last Sunday of June is the 30th, and I will be doing a clean comedy set at Sambon's Garage in Eugene for Bleepin' Funny with your hostess, Leon Joshua. Max Brockman will be doing a set, and there will be some improv going on as well. July 3rd, Mastodon and Amon Amarth at the Mayhem Festival. Also Rob Zombie and a shitty band called Five Finger Death Punch. That's at the White River Amphitheater, and that's just my opinion. But maybe you want to go see him in Auburn, Washington. That's July 3rd. July 18th, it's Black Flag. No Henry Rollins. I don't know who they have for their singer, maybe Dez. They're playing with Piggy and Good For You at the Hawthorne Theater. And then July 20th, 6 Feet Under with Decrepit Birth and Cannabis Corpse. Not to be confused with Cannibal Corpse. They're kind of a spoof band about Cannibal Corpse, but all their songs are about weed, which is pretty cool. July 28th, Rush the Sleep County Amphitheater. Sleep Country, whatever, county, country, I don't give a shit. It's in Portland, though.
Get your tickets.
Yeah, they've recently been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Hall of Fame, Hall of Notes.
About 40 years too late.
I know. And then September 8th, the last one on my list, also at Sleep Country Amphitheater. It's Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and some other bands that I can't recall right now. I think that's the Rockstar Tour. Yes, Rockstar Tour. And then the day before my birthday at the Gorge Amphitheater, Black Sabbath, August 24th. It's a long drive, and you'd be a long ways away from them if you went to that show. I don't really do big events.
That's Black Sabbath without Dave Lombardo.
That's right. He's been fired from the band. He's been replaced. Wait. What? Hey, you guys, figure that one out. Go see a show or something. Don't just sit at home with your thumb up your ass unless you like that kind of thing. If you like that, do it. You just listen to the podcast with your thumb up your ass. And you guys have a wonderful weekend, day, night, month, enema, and good night. And Van Halen.
I can just have one.
Can you?
Yeah, I don't want a fucking one.
I want one.
Those aren't lays.
I want one, but I know I can't have just one, and I don't want two, so I'm not going to have one.
Come on, man. Come on, man. She's like, come on, man, give me another one. Come on, man.
Come on. Just a little. Just a little. I want to see it.
Come on, man.
Let me know it.
Make the gun a mannequin. Like to go to night school.
What the fuck is that? That is. Man, it burns. What is that?
There it is, a bag of salt.
Here, man. Season 4 wraps.
This is all I got. It's gonna last me, man. You know what you did give me this bag of coke.
What the fuck is that?
It's my sister's pee, man. I'm really tripped it up. Here, drink this. He's blowing piss
pregnant.
Bubbles. Classy chick. Those guys are touring, too. I'd like to see Cheech and Chong and see if they still got it going
on.
Did you ever watch that Heat Vision and Jack, ago, Jack right? Black?
I think I watched one episode.
Isn't that weird?
I saw him at Spirit Mountain 4 years ago.
What?
Cheech and Chong at Spirit Mountain 4 years ago.
What were they doing there? What slots?
They smoking weed?
It smelled like weed in there, but they weren't smoking weed on stage. They had cool, just some funny skits.
Who's the better comedy duo, Cheech and Chong or Maren Johnson?
Who the fuck is that? I'm not...
Richard Maron and Don Johnson, Nash Bridges, come on.
Oh, Cheech and Don.
No, that's a good one, too. Cheech and Don from Nash Bridges. Cheech, Maron, Richard, Cheech, Maron, and Don Johnson, Nash Bridges.
You know
Nash
Bridges? Yeah,
it
sucked.
Oh,
no.
You got
to do what you think better, Cheech and
Don. Well, in a realistic fashion, I'd say Cheech and Chong, but the other one was funny, too, because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Cheech and Don.
Because he's trying to be to be all like Ice T.
Was it that didn't work, or my attempted joke at it?
It was when he shaved his mustache and had that weird fucking scar hair look.
Yeah.
Did he still say, like, hey,
Mike
Mon?
Hammer.
Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer.
Oh, that's sweet.
The Lizard Man in Up in Smoke.
Stacy Keach.
Yeah.
He's
yep.
Got a weird one, too.
I mean, Lizard Man.
The only way to catch a doper is to use yourself.
Dude, I laughed so fucking
like,
hard. Yeah.
He's like, what you smoking in there? So can I come in and get some of that? He's like, no, not the thing's blowing out the window. The kitchen turns into a lizard, too. It's all.
The best bet is when they do that talent, stage show, whatever the fuck it is, right?
Oh, was it telling the
joke?
Get
in there,
man. They said the joke about the peach.
No, he's got that Playboy bunny outfit on, and he's got the fucking wig in the front of his, like, you know, little skimpy Playboy fucking thing, and the wig's hanging out all over.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, oh, dude, it's so fucking hilarious.
The only one I didn't really... Get Out of My Room was not very, really good movie. I was like the last one.
Oh, which one is the one starts off and Cheech is on the couch and it's all, oh, and then he goes to get up, right? And he steps in a fucking soggy bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah, that's Up in Smoke. Yeah, that's the first one. And that's when he picks up Chong for the hit that he thinks it's a chick.
But shit, man, you ain't no chick.
Do you know, man, can I get my stuff?
Hey, fuck, how much stuff you got?
Oh, we parked in a bad spot, man. That's what he's like. Oh, don't take those, man. I almost gave you the wrong shit. He's like,
I already took them, man.
What do you mean? Dude, no, you didn't. You just took the most ass I've ever seen anybody say.
Oh, shit.
Don't say that, man. Don't.
That neighborhood, they fucking go crazy like Pumpkinhead fucking ate too much ass.
How long does this shit last, man? I hope you're not busy for about a month.
He's like, this shit is cool, man. Look at that, Jeff.
Like, sir, can I see your license, please? Like, isn't it back there on the bumper, man? Like, his driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's your name, sir? Like, isn't it on there on the license, man?
It's that thing you were talking about, improv thing on that Portland date?
Oh, I just improv.
No, is it, are they doing an improv thing, or is it a stand-up
just
thing?
It's a stand-up thing. I was confused. Sorry. We're going to be out there and do a 7-minute podcast without recording. All right, we're going
to... Silly.
We can do a team comedy bit. That counts as stand-up, right?
Yeah. They have to do a... They have to actually...
You ever see that,
tell joke back and forth and see who gets the best.
Yeah, who's on first with, Andy Dick? And his comedy partner. And fucking Andy Dick decks him. He just punches him right in the face.
Andy Dick.